This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Pitch, Matt Olson to right field, back it goes, at the wall, a grand slam, and a reservation for four at the Chap House.
Again for Matt Olson, so locked in, 97 with a little bit of cut to it, up and in, but he has seen the baseball so well, gets the barrel to it and gets it out of here.
Explosion, 7-1, sixth inning, Mike.
Yeah, man, and we have not had – have we had a 7-run inning this year?
I feel like it.
They always say get the crooked numbers put up on a scoreboard, and that was a revelation. And, you know, it was great to see this team just kind of come alive. And I've been killing Sean Murphy, and he's actually done – he actually does better when there's runners in scoring position or guys on base. You know, when he's up there by himself, nothing seems to happen. But he is certainly gotten a lot hotter than he was about 2 weeks ago. Olsen's doing great. Even Albies, you know, we talked about Money Harris and that big line drive that was misplayed by Soler two nights ago. Maybe is the shape of things to come because all of a sudden Money Harris, take what they give you.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, man, I thought, you know, this is to have seven runs in the bottom of the sixth when you're in another one of those like listless, lifeless games that was like, it's so painful to watch when it was 2-0 seemingly all night long. And then they load up, you know, and Kikuchi was doing a pretty good job getting out, knocking him out of the box. And then that's Zephyr John was hot garbage and took advantage.
He was. And the bottom line is this version, because this is a new lineup with Profar in it, right? So what's this look like? And again, Snit alluded to this, and we played it earlier where he says, you know, being a switch hitter, you can put him in different spots. And he lengthens the lineup. So this is going to hopefully help us
right. When
you talk about if Murph is coming on and Money Harris is finally coming out of that slump, which he was in. And Ozzie, then things look a lot different. But look, here's my issue, and then we'll get to Profar apologizing to his teammates. Mike, even if we start to hit, which would be great, and it's not too late, you still got to give your team a chance to win, and that is with starting pitching. And so right. If you're telling me, like tonight, Bryce Elder's running out there, okay, Bryce, I need you to go 5 1/3. Can you hang? Because if not, this is going to become the issue. And then, Mike, it just puts more stress on our offense, and we're already struggling. So
right. Even
if they start to hit, which we hope that's the case, that is even more concerning now with Schwelly out and certainly Sale out for extended lengths of time.
Right. I mean, it was such a just buzzkill two nights ago, and then last night they gave you everything you could want. Didier Fuentes, Snicker, I think, maybe wisely decided to not let the Angels see him three times. So he pulled him in the fourth. Bummer comes in and did the job. You know, and then the bullpen was actually pretty stout last night. I always get a little bit nervous with Montero, but he was okay. But, yeah, at the end of the night, this team shows you what they're capable of. But they've been capable of this all freaking season.
Yeah.
It didn't take the arrival of Jurickson Profar, although maybe Ozzie feels better in the six hole. He goes 2-for-4 last night. We talked about Money Harris. I mean, everybody's under contract is expected to be batting 250. Okay? If they could do that, then you're in the wild card. You're 6.5 now. You got to run. You can make a run. The problem we're going to find if they can continue to win more series is how does Alex Anthopoulos get two starting pitchers? Knowing we're not going to have Schwellenbach, and let's be honest, Sale till like Labor Day.
It's not happening. I'll tell you what did happen, and that is Profar apologizing. I want you to hear a little bit of this. This is the pregame yesterday. I felt like this was important. He could have just showed up and been like, let's go. But then you might have been like, well, did he do this earlier? Did he do it back when this happened? I felt like he needed to address his team, but also us.
Coaches, staff, and the entire Braves organization, and the fans. You know, thought it wasn't, you know, I didn't take anything on purpose, but again, like I said in my statement, that you know, I'm responsible for what goes in my body, and you know, I did the 80 games, and you know, it was hard. It was hard, but you know, I did it, and like I said, I'm responsible. There's no excuses. I'm responsible for what goes in my body.
There you go.
Okay. Let's hope he keeps hitting. Let's hope that they can find, you know, with this new lineup, again, with Profar being in the middle of it, some way, shape, or form, and to Mike's point about Ozzie, that this thing can get going. But here's the other thing. If it doesn't, what does it mean over the next few weeks for this team? Now, we approach the All-Star game. Mike and I are going to be out a bunch of nights, a bunch of times leading into the All-Star game. The station's going to be very busy, guys. The Saturday, the Sunday leading up to Monday and the Home Run Derby, and then the game is Tuesday. We'll be out at Murph's and the media event, or should I say the fan event that's going on there. It's going to be a lot of fun over at Truist. But if it doesn't, what are they going to do? And I said to Mike earlier, the record's going to depend on a lot of this. But Carlos Pena went on MLB Network and had the audacity, Mike, to say, yeah, the Braves should be entertaining trading Ronald Acuña Jr.
Where are you on this?
Yeah, I would definitely entertain that if I were the Braves. And if I'm another team trying to acquire a player that's going to make a difference immediately, right, granted, if he's healthy, you see what he's capable of doing. Coming in the limelight, coming in the postseason, he would be a difference maker. And that's the carrot that I'm dangling in front of any team and see if I can get back a pretty big haul.
Yeah.
I would certainly entertain that.
And I think the shame for the Braves is Sale got hurt, because I would have done Acuña and Sale.
Okay, you guys are talking crazy. Now, Braves fans, you would say that that's the 30,000-foot view, and they're looking at us and saying, look, 11.5 in the division, or 11 in the division, 6.5 in a wild card. They're done. Dead. You just lost two starting pitchers. You already had a problem because you didn't have your starting pitching to begin with injuries before the camp even started. So, I mean, you just look at where you are, and you're dead in the water. You're bringing up minor leaguers who aren't ready. You don't have a chance to maybe get those, you know, guys you need to eat innings at the trade deadline, because there's a 5 or 6 other teams just in the National League alone that are going to be ahead of you looking to improve their squad. So I understand the logic behind it, but Ronald Acuña's contract makes him so attractive right now, and I don't know when and where they're going to redo that deal. You know, Ronald's kind of starting – I think he's starting to slightly make some overtures about how much he loves Atlanta, which is like a code for pay me.
Yes,
but,
yes.
But the contract, Carl, it's, he's making just about $2.5 million more than friggin' Murphy behind the dish. That's a great deal. You're not going to trade that away.
No, you're not trading away your best and most entertaining player either. That's the other part of this. He's not at the tail end of his career. He's not at the beginning. He is right in the smack middle of what could be an incredible next 5 years for Ronald Acuña, who could probably stack another MVP or two. You don't do that. And the other reason is you're not paying him, to Mike's point, $61 million a season like Juan Soto's getting for the Mets. You're not paying him $40 million, which is what Aaron Judge is getting. Like, there is a reason why this is the dumbest thing when you talk about those two elements. Put together, make him, and I'm going to tell you he's untradeable, but it would just be a silly move. Now, the other side of this, though, is, Mike, and this is what other Braves fans are saying. Okay, look, Dukes and Bell, we agree, you're right. But how are we going to get this pitching? Because
right.
The only way is through trades, free agency, and potentially trading a guy of value to go recoup starting pitching.
Right.
So if that's what we need, how are we going to get it?
Well, that's just it. I mean, right now, I mean, you look at the American League. I mean, are we going to go to the well once again and rob the A's? I mean, how many A's can we have on this roster? I don't know if there are any A's pitchers you'd want. White Sox, A's, Royals. I mean, but again, the Royals are 12 games under 500. They're slightly, you know, worse off than we are.
Right.
But there's just – then you get to, like, the Twins still believe they're alive. They made a big run early this year. Then they cooled off. You know, the Guardians are still in the mix in their minds. So there's only like five teams viable right now. Look, just go down the math. Colorado, the Nats, Pittsburgh. I mean, we are the fourth worst team in the National League by record. So where are you going to find that stuff other than bums getting released? And we've done that over the years. Chirito? Odor Eaters, the guy we traded a bag of balls for with the Astros. These are the kind of caliber players you're going to get. I mean, it makes Kevin Gausman look like Tom Seaver a couple years ago when they pulled him at the deadline.
The only other thing you can do, and they might do, and probably will do, is trade nobody and address this in the offseason. Because that way you're not giving any of your core away. And that is if you still believe in it. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. Again, I'm not telling you, like, guys, all right, well, what if Ozzie stays in this slump? Let's trade him. Guys, it's the value of what you think you're going to get for players. What do you think you're getting for Ozzie if you were to try to make that move? Are you telling me you're getting a number one or number two frontline starter? You're not. I'm telling you right now. So
right.
The deals in baseball, just like with NFL or the NBA, they're skewed. What we believe we should be getting in return and what you actually get is not the same. I mean, guys have been traded for straight cash in Major League Baseball. Like, it's just a different animal. And so, Mike, I think that is the other side of the Acuna thing when people go, all right, well, look, if this thing goes in the tank, how are we going to get this starting pitching? You're not trading Acuna.
No. And, guys, the numbers, everything Carl just said, it makes that insane. Now, how many of your rookies would you be willing to trade? Or, as you said, you just take it in the shorts this year, you get some guys off waiver wires, you do some minor moves to try to maybe bolster some inning eaters to help get you through the – because you still need pitching regardless.
Yep.
You cannot keep doing this. And if Elder – let's hope Elder doesn't give up batting practice today against the Angels because that's a home run hitting team. But, you know, and Didier Fuentes, this is – I mean, I'm not sure he can only pitch – it's becoming a glorified bullpen start if he can't get through the lineup three times. So that's the reality. How much are you willing to give up of your farm system? Which, again, we covered this earlier in the week for guys who missed it. They rank really low, the Braves farm system. They have a couple of guys in this Future Stars game, whether that's just a kudos to the Braves because they're hosting the All-Star game. I said to Carl, I don't know. But how much of that would you be willing? I don't know. This is not the season, I think, to mortgage some of your farm system to try to get some pitching. Now, unless, of course, this Jurickson Profar effect is like the Jock Peterson thing was with Rosario and Soler back in 21, where all of a sudden – you got the spark. Albies does hit. Harris does. See, if Ozzie and Riley gets back to what his baseball card is, you can get on a tear.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But you're going to have to score 8 runs because you got no freaking pitching.
You're going to have to score a bunch of runs. 404-726-0929. You guys can let us know what you think. And again, that's not us. That's Carlos Pena saying, I would definitely entertain it. Not us. Because right. I think it's silly.
But I mean, but if you look at a team that's the fourth worst team in the National League, you say fire sale it. You know, if you're at MLB Network.
No doubt.
Braves fans don't want to hear that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.